The Japanese government says giant new seawalls will help save people when the next tsunami hits the coastline, but a group of fishermen argue that the wall, measuring 30 metres thick and 10 metres high, won't protect them. Now, the 2011 tsunami took 16 lives in the village of Shibatachi, but the wall, these locals say, will wipe out their livelihoods. Well, an architecture lecturer from Melbourne's RMIT University has visited the town five times to help try and come up with an alternative to the wall. Alison Caldwell reports.
On a hill overlooking the 450-year-old Japanese fishing village of Shibatachi stands a house where many of the town's villagers sheltered after the tsunami in March 2011. Inside is a huge iron pot containing water. The owner of the property is village elder Shintaro Suzuki. It's his job to keep the fire burning under the pot in case it's needed by the village. It's been that way for centuries.
Suzuki-san, he uses this pot every day to cook water for his own hot water needs, and in the time of tsunami, and this pot was used previously as well in 1850 and 1930s, very big tsunamis where people got homeless, came to this building to actually use it as a sheltering place and also to have hot water to then cook rice. And this building became very important in the aftermath of the 3.11 earthquake.
Dr. Marie-Louise Jonas is the Director of Landscape Architecture at Melbourne's RMIT University. She's visited Shibatachi many times over the past 18 months as part of a research project. Rebuilding Shibatachi is the name of the project by the University of Tokyo's OTA Lab, and Dr. Jonas, who's also a research fellow at the OTA Lab.
With my colleagues, we were immediately interested to support and help the communities that were affected by the tsunami, and we travelled up to Tohoku in 2011 in winter to actually assess the situation and meet with people and locals about possibilities for helping, supporting them with urban design frameworks and rebuilding infrastructure.
All across northern Japan, they felt it. A violent magnitude 9.0 earthquake on March 11, 2011.
I've seen shocking pictures. There's this big black tsunami, which is a mix of soil and rubble. It's just swallowing the whole village town, which is right next to the river. I just see these waves covering the rice fields and cars and homes. It's all being swept away.
All low-lying buildings, the port and the main road of Shibatachi were destroyed by the tsunami. The earthquake caused the landmass to sink by 75 centimetres. The Japanese government wants to build a seawall along the harbour to protect the village in the future. Measuring 10 metres high and 30 metres wide and 200 metres long, the seawall will dominate the harbour.
This video shows the water rushing over an 18-foot seawall in Kamaishi City. The seawall here was the world's deepest and largest, but not enough for the magnitude of the March 11 disaster.
Dr. Marie-Louise Jonas says two-thirds of the villagers are either undecided or don't want the seawall.
In Miyagi Prefecture, the prefectural government now suggests to strengthen and support the communities by building seawalls. They are proposed along most of the coastline, basically.
And why is that a problem? I mean, that could save lives, couldn't it?
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting question. And in Japan, a lot of people think the same way. But in the 2011 tsunami in Kamaishi, the world's largest breakwater, 17-meter-high concrete wall was basically pulverized by the tsunami. And there is a big problem with the false sense of security that this type of infrastructure provides.
Dr. Jonas will soon return to Shibatachi for a community workshop, bringing together Japanese and international experts, including designers who worked in Louisiana after Hurricane Katrina.
We're helping to visualize and to make more clear that potentially a large infrastructure like the seawall wouldn't help to actually address the problems of a declining economy or an aging society. We have a real opportunity actually thinking about how do we reconstruct resilient villages in the light of natural disaster with understanding cultural uses which are available in places like Shibatachi.
Rebuilding Shibatachi is being funded by the Australia-Japan Foundation.
Alison Caldwell reporting.